Listen now to the Word of God from the book of Habakkuk. On my watchtower I will stand, at my post upon the turret, watching to see what he will say to me, what answer he will offer to my plea. Then answered the Eternal, "Take down this oracle on your tablets, plainly that one may read it at a glance. The vision has its own appointed hour. It ripens, it will flower. If it be long, then wait, for it is sure, and it will not be late. Yon impious man, his powers shall fail him. The good man lasts and lives as he is faithful. Besides that wine beguiles him, he's a braggart. Restless, rapacious as the grave, like death he never has enough. He would sweep all nations in, he would rake in every race. Shall not they all taunt him in chorus and shout this satire at him? Woe to him who heaps up plunder, ah, how long, loading himself with what he must repay. Shall not your victims suddenly arise, and men awake to make you shake? Then you shall be their prey. Many a nation you have harried, so the rest shall harry you, for the blood you shed, for your devastation of earth and town and every nation. Woe to him who stores ill-gotten gains, seeking to set his nest on high, safe from the clutches of calamity. You have planned the downcome of your house by cutting off many a nation, so you have forfeited your life. Woe to him who builds a city up by bloodshed, founds a town on crime, for the stone shall cry from the wall, and the lath from the woodwork echo the call. Has not the Lord of hosts ordained that the toil of nations ends in smoke, and peoples wear themselves out for naught? 'Tis knowledge of the Eternal's glory that shall fill the earth, as waters cover the bed of the sea. Woe to him who makes his neighbors drain the goblet of his fury, and makes them drunk to gloat on their disgrace. Drink yourself now and stagger, for the cup in the Eternal's hand comes round to you, and shame, not glory, gluts you. Your ravaging of Lebanon shall crush you. Your slaughtering of beasts shall break you. Yes, and the blood you shed, your devastation of earth and every town and nation. Woe to him who prays to a wooden thing to waken, bids a dumb stone rise. Can that give any guidance, cased in gold and silver as it lies, no breath of life within? What use is it to carve an image, to mold an image, a false guide? What use for any molder to rely on that, fashioning idols dumb? But the Eternal is within his sacred temple. Hush, all men, he is here. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Habakkuk.